Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Is your business ready for growth? At Krogan Colonial Bank, we recognize the ambition of business owners like you. Our commercial lending services can provide the flexible financing necessary to expand your operations, invest in new opportunities, or manage your cash flow effectively. Don't put your business ambitions on the back burner. Turn to Krogan Colonial Bank to help you move your business forward. Krogan Colonial Bank, helping good people make good decisions. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All loans subject to credit approval.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Hairstyles tend to evolve, colouring techniques advance, and the style around cuts may come and go, but one thing remains constant. People continue to trust their hairdressers for expert advice and transformations. With the rise in social media trends and the demand for more personalised services, we ask, how is the hairdressing industry adapting to the changing expectations of clients? Delighted to be joined in studio this week by Ciara Burke. She's the owner of Glow Studio. David Marshall, founder of David Marshall's, again, a legend in the business there for many, many years and has been on the show with us before. Also, Hillary O'Reilly. Hillary, a great founder of Hillary's, and she's going to tell us her story in just a second. So you're all very welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
a great
you.
Business. And we might start with you, Ciara.
Yeah.
You have an interesting business model that you've cut out your own model over the years. Tell us a little bit about what you do and where you do it, I suppose.
Yeah, so basically I am a freelance hair and makeup artist.
Right.
So originally I would have been hairstyling. I'm a hairdresser now over 25 years. So I started off doing hairdressing, took a career break in the middle of it all and became cabin crew for 5 years, lost my job during COVID and then decided to start up my own business from there. So I had to come up with something different because there's so many freelance hairstylists now. So I had a qualification in makeup, so I decided to come up with the niche business model of a hair and a makeup service,
yeah,
all in one. So for anyone that books me, they can get it done all in one session.
And you go to them?
I go to them.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that sounds like an interesting model. We'll talk a little bit more about it in a second. Hillary, you're very welcome to the programme. Tell us a little bit about your business.
I have a salon in Ranelagh.
Yeah.
We have a team of 15 wonderful people and we do hair, nails, makeup and brows.
Okay, so again, echoing on what Ciara told us there, your hair plus so much more.
Yeah.
And is that evolution into nails and makeup, and is that customer driven?
Yes, it is. They want an awful lot to get done in one salon at a short period of time.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So they have a lot of events, they have a lot of weddings, different things, so they need to get a lot of stuff
and
done.
This may sound like a stupid question, but can you get your hair and your nails done at the same time?
Yes, you can get your hair blow dried,
yeah,
and you can get your nails done at the same
okay.
time.
Okay, yeah. So that's sort of time and motion,
yeah,
productivity
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so how many staff did you say you have?
I have 15.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So busy salon then.
It is a busy salon in a beautiful little village.
Yeah.
And it's got a great community and great staff.
Okay, yeah. We'll come back to it in a second. David Marshall, again, known to many, founder of David Marshall's. You don't need any introduction, David, but for those of us who don't know you, tell us a little bit more about you and your career.
Ah, well, I've been in the business a long time, that's true. Some say there's no substitute for experience, but I suppose I have plenty of that. We specialise very much in hair cutting, colour, and we don't do the auxiliaries, nails and all of that, but we, our speciality is the cutting and colour of hair, and that is really where we're at in terms of, and have been for the last 50 years.
Yeah, you've been in business since 1974, Dave.
1974.
Like, it's a great tenure.
I started when I was 10.
Wow. Yeah, you look at it as well. You worked with the great Vidal Sassoon, didn't you?
I was very lucky, started in the late 60s. I was lucky to get in at the when things were really changing. The 60s was a pivotal time in culture of cutting hair, and the great man Vidal Sassoon came along and changed the whole dynamic of hairdressing. And I was lucky enough to fall into that salon, if you like, in Sloane Street, Knightsbridge, at the tender age of 18. And the 60s was a very pivotal point in time that change was happening.
And, yeah.
You know, you had
you can give us
women
your,
were getting much more.
You can give us your off-air stories about the 60s a bit later on.
Yeah.
We won't go into the nitty-gritties of Carnaby Street in 1969.
But you had the likes of Mary Quant, Twiggy, change, you know, that was the skirts were getting shorter and the haircuts were getting shorter.
It's interesting you say there about style, and that's one of the questions is, you know, style is all is changing over the years, and you even think about the styles back in the 1960s versus what people want these days.
Correct.
And everything in between. So it's ever moving, isn't it, Dave?
Fashion is a funny thing. I think what works for the client, what suits the client is fashion. I don't follow these trends as much as all that. I work with the client in the chair. What we've got to, you know, if it's fine hair, there's a way of cutting fine hair to make it look more, make it look thicker. There's a way of cutting thicker hair to make it look less.
Yeah.
So there are techniques that are very important. But the most important thing is that it works for the client. And following fashion, fashion is an atmosphere. You know, it's like you get long, short, but then the drying of the hair is really where the changes are made.
Okay.
Hair goes short, medium length, long, but it's how it's dried is
it's where,
it, where the changes happen.
Okay.
And at the moment it's if you like, it's done and then it's undone.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of made more like Kate Moss, you know, just getting out of bed mood.
Kira, I'm sort of follically challenged, so I'm probably the wrong person to be asking this question. But in terms of what your clients are, what trends are you noticing in the business?
I'm noticing now colour has gotten softer. Everybody's doing a more natural balayage kind of look, more sun-kissed kind of look. And like David said, waves, but like tossed. But that's what's trending now at the minute.
We saw that debate earlier in the week about these haircuts with nobody talking to you. I'm interested to hear what your views are on that, because I thought some of it was quite offensive and disrespectful of this wonderful profession.
I don't think so. I think like the consultation, obviously you have to speak to the client for that, but for silent consultations I think it's great, because some people, you know, aren't socially great at talking to new people.
So it might suit everybody.
Yeah. You know, like, it's nice to have the option to give the client that. If, you know, maybe if they're having a tough day, something has happened and they don't want to talk.
Hilary, tell me about how you pick up the mood as to whether somebody wants to talk or not. What's the science behind it?
Well, sometimes if we have like an early client, a client that comes in first thing in the morning, they'll have their computer and they're supposed to be working from home. So they'll say to you, I have to be quiet. So that's one thing that you can't speak to them. And then another type of client, it is, as Ciara says, it's perception. Something might have went wrong and they might say to you, I'd like to get this done, and, you know, they're not feeling too well. They will tell you. Yeah. So then that's a different matter. So you just have to be quiet and just do the best that you can in the time that you have and make them feel wonderful. And there's with our industry, it's visual. So you'll know by the way they look at you, and you know that everything will be okay in that. And it's a silent confidence as well. Yeah. People can be quiet in confidence too. So I'm okay with it.
So when you talk there about trends, and you mentioned one there, somebody arriving to get their hair cut or coloured or blow-dried with a laptop.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like...
Yeah, a lot of people work from home and they are working and everything's visual. They'll bring their computer, they'll bring their phone, they'll show you what they love, they'll tell you about their week, and this is how you do it.
But have you seen people like at meetings while you're cutting their hair?
Yeah, they've put their finger up and I've put their colour in and I'm cutting fringes and I have to be quiet, and they're at a serious business meeting and I don't know, because they've got their earphones in and they're running companies.
Stop.
And it's happy. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. David, what are your thoughts on that? You bristle there.
To be honest, I don't really get. Yeah, I don't really get into too much conversation. I've got personally, I'm a quieter operator, if you like. I don't get too much into their daily lives and what they're up to and what they're not up to. I like to concentrate on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So it is a quieter atmosphere.
And will you sort of judge that on how conversational the client is? If they want to talk, you'll talk. If they don't, you just
correct.
You go about your business.
Yeah, I don't mind if it's... I'm not good about talking about the weather. I like a conversation like anybody else, but I like it to be meaningful.
Yeah, so not tokenistic stuff.
Yeah, well, when you're working, when you're concentrated on what you're doing, it's very difficult to have a conversation about something else. I prefer to concentrate on the work in hand. And, we talked about fashion and what suits the client. I think it's very important to listen to what the client, first and foremost, is to listen to what the client is looking for.
Yeah.
And if the client comes in and just wants an eighth of an inch off, you've got to be able to do that, not take 2 inches off. You've got to see it, what the client is looking for, and make it better than she imagines.
Yeah, yeah.
But to work around what the client's... If the client says, no, I like to leave it to you, great. Then that tells you everything. You can... But other than that...
Would you cut all their hair off?
No. I think fashion is working with the client in the chair. If it's curly hair, if it's fine hair, if it's long hair, if it's short hair, it's working with the client... That works.
Sure.
If it works or it doesn't work.
Sure.
And you can't be following a trend if it's not going to suit the client. I mean, for an example, Yul Brynner, you just mentioned about Yul Brynner didn't become famous until he shaved his hair off.
Yeah, well, there you
and
go.
And he became like a superstar. Yeah. So what suits? And that, you know what I'm trying
to... Yeah, no, I get it completely.
Long hair, short hair... And it's good to change your clients from time to time, not just do the same old haircut every time. I like to change the mood of it a little bit from time to time.
And that'll be dictated then about, the various age profiles of your customers.
Absolutely.
The young people versus people who've been around a few years and been regular customers for a long time.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to, if you're doing the same haircut over and over, the client moves on somewhere else. You've got to be able to change the mood of it as you go and as you, get to know each other.
Ciara, this is a very visual business, and I'm interested in terms of how you generate business. I presume word of mouth, this must be a huge thing where somebody recommends you, but the visual social media platforms, such as Instagram, how important are they? Do people come to you and then show you somebody on Instagram, I want that? Or is it as crude as that?
I think word of mouth is one of the biggest factors.
Yeah.
And social media is also huge as well. Because you're showcasing your talent. You're showing people what you can do. And I just think that's so important to visually see what somebody is capable of doing. And I think for most hairstylists, they have a certain, like a particular style that
an
they
identity.
Would, do you know?
So is it important to you then to, for your social media profile to, I suppose, exhibit at your work and get that out there?
Absolutely.
That people can see it?
Absolutely. It's such a big factor. Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Hilary, in terms of social media? Is that something you do?
Yes, social media is a big part of our business.
Yeah. And how do you apply it to your business?
So we do, like, when we have new colours, new haircuts, my team will put it on Instagram, TikTok, and we'll get, like, new clients through TikTok, and anything that we want to show off, we can show off. And as you said, Ciara, anything else is word of mouth, and it's within the salon and within the community.
And it's the highest honour as well, word of mouth, because you're getting recommended by,
I ask for texts, there's loads of them coming in, keep them coming. 53106. David, here's one for you because you mentioned it earlier. I'm a woman in her middle years and my hair has always been very thin and is only getting thinner. Is there anything I can do at home to help give me more volume, or would your panel have any advice? I'm very conscious of it.
Well, first of all, I really need to see it. Secondly, thin hair, fine hair can be made look more. With the technique that one uses to cut the hair, you can cut it to make it give it more volume, and the haircut is really the all important piece here in the jigsaw. My mother used to say, God bless her, a good haircut and a comfortable pair of shoes. Because and that's the only things you need.
Dead right.
A comfortable pair of shoes. And I wondered what she meant by the comfortable pair of shoes. But she meant if they're pinching you or they're uncomfortable, it'll show in your face.
Of course it will. Yeah.
And that's just basically it. And a great haircut is hard to beat. It really is something you're wearing every day. You can't hang it in the... But, you know, if you don't like it, you can't hang it up in the wardrobe and... Like
if, no, and it's,
you know,
it's,
and leave
it's
it there.
It's a business that will always be there.
Exactly. And it's a moving art. It's changing all the time, which is great, and which makes it even more exciting for everybody. And
Hilary, I have one for you here. Yeah. Do hairdressers see more men in with them these days? My young fella is mad about his hair, and he takes better care of it than I do, or the care of his hair. Than I do.
Yeah, we definitely.
Do you see lads coming in?
Yeah, we do. We have about 30% guys, and they love getting their hair done. They get their hair cut every 3 weeks. It's like brushing their teeth. They love getting it done.
Yeah.
And they love getting their hair shampooed and massaged. They love all that.
Yeah. But I don't know, because it's something that happens every, whatever it is, 6 weeks, 2 months, you do get very habitual about where you go, who you like to go to.
Yeah, and it
so why change it if it's working?
Exactly. It makes you feel good, you know. Social interaction, and you feel great after having a nice haircut, nice blow dry.
Yeah. What are the challenges around product? Is there a push from consumers to move towards more sustainable type shampoos and things like that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Clients want products that are more natural, so they want products that are like sulfur free, anything that's, you know, that doesn't have a lot of chemicals. They have a lot of reactions to different things, so you have to be careful what, like, exactly that, you know, you are recommending your client for their needs.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a range of products, just getting back to that lady with the fine hair. There's certain products she can use to give it a little bit more fullness. And help in the situation.
Yeah, so there's always
many tools.
And is selling products to leave the shop, is that a big part of the business?
Well, you'd be recommending them.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be recommending for their hair type. It is important to have, like, good products.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're going to get a really nice colour and a really nice haircut and you're going to use a cheap product, it's going to destroy your hair.
Okay. Well, look, I thank you for your wisdom, all three of you. David Marshall, Ciara Burke, Hilary O'Reilly, thanks for joining
us. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you. Lovely to see you all in such fettle.
You too.
Really enjoyed our conversation.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.